I think the sooner our conversations or questions can land people in the scriptures, the better by far.
Sharing the truth of Jesus Christ with people doesn't have to be that difficult. In fact, I've found that it can be fun. Today on Making Your Life Count, for Randy Newman, beginning with questions leads to natural conversations.
I don't want it to be formulaic. It can't be. A conversation is a very dynamic thing, but there are some, excuse me, standard questions that are good ones in a lot of different situations.
Randy says when you ask questions, be sure to listen to what people are saying.
Questions like, what do you mean by that? And how do you know that? And what do you think about that? Or one of the best that I really like is, how did you conclude that? What influenced your thinking on that? So those are the kinds of questions that I try to ask. What are the important things in your life? How did you arrive at this point? What things have shaped your thinking the most? And somewhere in there, we can then say, well, how about faith or religion or the Bible? Have those things ever shaped your life?
Hearing what people believe and then talking about what God has done in your life builds a bridge to deeper conversations.
Would you ever be interested in taking a look at a passage of the Bible together, or maybe reading one of the short books in the New Testament, and we could get together and discuss it? I think the sooner our conversations or questions can land people in the scriptures, the better by far.
Ask questions, listen well, and then share as God leads. He can use you to make a lasting difference as you tell others about Jesus Christ. For more resources, go to cru.org.